Well, let's welcome you back to This Week in the Association as we begin our previews of the 2023 Race for the Miles World Cup. And we're beginning with those new upstart Sioux Falls Canaries here in the playoffs. So Tanner Hoops joins us. Tanner, let's first of all talk about excitement about this club making the playoffs for the first time since 2020. What were, as you've watched this team over the year, what do you think have been some keys that got this team to this point?
Yeah, first of all, guys, appreciate you having me on, and for all that you guys do covering the league, you guys are the best. Just, you know, we really appreciate you. Beyond that, as far as, you know, what I've seen from the team this year, you know, we've got a really good mix. I keep saying this. We've got a great mix of veteran guys who've been there before, guys who played at the highest level, and then young guns, you know, guys who can step in and make an immediate impact still early in their career. And you blend all those guys together, and the way that Mike Myers managed that clubhouse, he's just hit all the right buttons, and it's all come together in a way that, you know, I think Sioux Falls fans have wanted, maybe not expected. I don't know that anyone really saw a season like this coming, but when you put it all together, it's something special. You know, we're back in the postseason for the first time in 3 years, but, you know, with everything going on in the world at that time, it's hard to focus on baseball, to enjoy a championship run. So really, this is the first time we've had a season like this in 13 years where, you know, people can focus on baseball. You know, that's hopefully the biggest worry on a lot of people's minds, is if we're going to, you know, advance past this weekend. But, you know, we're excited. You know, we're going to get fans out there in full force this week on Wednesday, and hopefully make it in an environment that we haven't seen in the cage here in well over a decade. So I think when you blend all the pieces together that we have this year, you know, some of the young guys like Wyatt, you know, I know it's his third year, but I still consider him a young guy. Charlie Hasty, Jordan Barth, and some of those guys who, you know, make an immediate impact, mixed with your vets, you know, guys who've been there like Jabari Henry, guys who played at the highest level like Darnell and Ozzie, and, you know, someone like Mike Hart, who's just a great clubhouse guy and then a fantastic on-field player. You blend all those guys together, and, you know, it's not just enough to have all of them. You've got to put them in the right spots and manage them correctly, and Mike has done that. And, you know, you put all those things together, and it adds up to the season that we're having this year.
Very interesting that Kansas City decided to choose you guys. Any thoughts about how the team reacted to that?
Yeah, you know, I think when the league implemented this format a year ago, that they were hoping it would create storylines, that a team would get a chip on their shoulder because somebody said, we want to play you right away. We think you're going to be the easiest path to the next round. And that mission accomplished. I mean, they're getting that. They got it last year, and they got one of those teams to advance out of the first round. And then I think they got the reaction they wanted out of Sioux Falls. I know Mike Meyer did. You know, Mike saw that, and he said, boys, this is a challenge. You know, and just kind of reared back and challenged the guys. And I tell you, he's got the reaction he's wanted out of them. These guys feel like there's a chip on our shoulder, you know, that maybe Kansas City's overlooking, disrespecting us a little bit. You know, we've had a hard time winning at Kansas City, but then July 4th, that week, we were down there. You know, we got beat pretty bad on the 4th. I think we got two hit that day, and the following night we came back. We gritted out a really tough win and kind of exercised some demons, I think, against them. Took 3 of 4 against them the following week at our place, and then we went down and won a series there earlier in August. And, you know, I think we're seeing that, you know, we've got the talent that we can run with these guys and we can beat these guys, you know. So anything can happen in a given series. We know that, you know, we can match up with them. And I tell you what, I think the team is excited for the opportunity. They're ready to prove themselves because as fun as this year has been, I think a lot of people still look at us as a feel-good story rather than a true contender. And I know these guys want to go out there and prove some people wrong.
Looking back, season early on, let's face it, the pitching staff was the laughing stock of the American Association, and nobody expected this sort of turnaround. Can you pinpoint it to a certain, I don't know, a week, maybe a day, maybe even a game that would serve as a turnaround point for this ball club where it just seemed to click in? Then you got on the roll that you got on to make the playoffs.
You know, I think there have been a few different turning points throughout the year for different aspects of the club, but the pitching staff as a whole, I think, is something that has been a work in progress and gradually just gotten better throughout the year. I give a ton of credit to Ty Colbert, the first year as our pitching coach, you know, and he has his own responsibilities as a pitcher himself. But as a coach, it's been really fun to see how he works with the guys and hear how the guys talk about working with him. And just, he's a guy that commands a lot of respect in the clubhouse. And, you know, guys enjoy being coached by him. He's really knowledgeable about what he does. He's very cerebral, very meticulous. You know, he puts together these really detailed scouting reports. And you know, the guys notice the work he puts in, and they want to do the same thing. So I think as Ty has continued to get more reps as a pitching coach and then as a pitcher himself, you know, we've seen kind of the way that his season started and where he is now. You know, I think that as a whole has just continued to get better throughout the year, which you were hoping for. And I think a lot of that credit goes to Mike Meyer, too. You know, he handled pitching coach duties in addition to his managerial responsibilities for a number of years. And he's kind of given Ty that leeway. You know, he's always willing to be there, you know, as somebody to lean on and, you know, bounce things off of. But he's really given Ty that freedom to, you know, be a coach and work with the pitchers and help bring them along. And, you know, those two, I think, have just done a phenomenal job this season. And, you know, the body of work speaks for itself.
Now, I mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, Tanner, and I still hold this to be true, is that this is a team that I thought all season long looked very solid and just didn't seem to be getting some breaks, I guess is the way I'll describe that early on. Do you feel now like this team has built a different kind of level of confidence about their ability because of so much success they've had over the last few weeks?
Absolutely. You know, you're feeling it in the clubhouse right now, you know, and this is just a group of guys that they're not only good ball players, they love being around each other. You know, they're always always doing something as a team, whatever it may be, whether it's, you know, in the clubhouse or it's, you know, when we're on the road, whatever city we may be in, and even we're at home and we get a rare night off or something. You know, this is a team that just loves, they crave being around each other, and I think that goes a long way. You know, one of the biggest things, guys, I'm noticing is, you know, we're winning close games that, you know, we traditionally haven't won in the past. You know, we've got the best record league-wide in one-run bowl games. And I don't remember the last time that happened for Sioux Falls, but, you know, we've just got a group of guys that, you know, they're winners. They're just straight-up winners. You know, they've been successful in this league and in others, and they know how to you know, come out of tight games and, you know, not crack under the pressure to buckle down, get some of those wins. We've got the best reliever in the league this year, and he's been awesome. You know, you feel confident whenever you go to the ninth inning that you give him the ball and you're going to come out there with a win. So, you know, I think just having those confidence, that belief in each other has gone a long way. You know, I look at the vibe in this this clubhouse, and it's just unlike anything I've ever, you know, really had the privilege of covering. And, you know, and it translates onto the field. So I couldn't be happier for these guys. And, you know, going from a team that, you know, thought they could be good, that on paper we should be good, to knowing, guys, we are good. You know, we go out there, we do our thing, we believe in each other, trust each other, and pick each other up. Guys, we are a good bowl team. Not we can be a good bowl team, but we've achieved that status where we're a team that's going to go out there, we expect to win a game every day.
How much of an impact do you feel like having somebody like a Jabari Henry around that has been through the playoff grind? How much of a factor do you believe he'll have on and off the field in this series?
Yeah, it's tremendous. You know, Barry's one of those clubhouse guys that, you know, he's a thermostat, not a thermometer. You know, he sets the temperature for the clubhouse. You know, he doesn't reflect it necessarily, but he goes out there and, you know, the way that he handles himself, the way he carries himself both on the field and in the clubhouse, you know, as a player, as a coach, whatever it may be, you know, he's always positive. He cares about his guys, cares about picking up his teammates. And I tell you what, he's just one of those guys that, you know, is going to go down as one of the greatest ever play in this league, not just this franchise, this league. And, you know, it's going to be moments like this. You know, this is, I know he played in 2020, but I think this is going to be the biggest playoff run of his career. And I know a guy like that continues to challenge himself. He knows how good he is and what he means to this team, this organization. But I know he is always looking for a challenge, so I think he's going to continue to up the bar for himself. And I think that's true for a lot of guys on this team. You know, Mike Hart, Darnell Sweeney, you know, Akeem Bostic, I think a lot of those guys are going to say, you know, this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest playoff run of our careers. So we're going to continue to challenge ourselves. We're going to elevate and raise that bar and continue to push ourselves and get every last drop we can.
When the season began, Tanner, I asked you about what you thought were going to be very interesting stories for this year around the club. Now that you've got to see the season get played here, what has been a fun story for you to watch related to these Canaries?
Yeah, I think seeing where the pitching staff has come, you know, like 10 games into the year, I'm seeing our social media. We've got media members flooding our mentions saying things like, you know, this Canary staff is on pace to break the league record for runs allowed and, you know, shatter it really. And, you know, everybody's willing to write us off 9-10 games into the year. And all of a sudden, you know, here we come. We start piecing things together. Of course, some new bodies come in, some guys that maybe, you know, and I don't want to say we're discarded by divisional opponents, but I do think that's kind of fun where you look at guys like Bobo Valan and Brady Stover and Aaron Whitefield and guys who divisional opponents, you know, for lack of a better term, said, you know, we don't want you, we don't have room for you. We bring them in, and they're key pieces for us. And, you know, they've been playing really darn well. And hey, it'd be really poetic, you know, because we got a few guys from Kansas City, whether it's been this year or in recent years. And it'll be really poetic with all the storylines to knock them out in the first round. And, you know, crazier things have happened. But I think for me, that's been one of the fun stories, is just seeing the guys that we brought in, how this roster's changed from opening day to now. And, you know, just taking some guys that, you know, maybe other teams didn't see the value in, and plugging them in and finding where they can fit here with us.
I think one of the fun stories of the postseason every year is that unsung guy who comes up and has comes out of nowhere to have a big moment in the series. Who's a guy that you think could be that kind of dramatic moment here for the Canaries in this, on this championship run?
You know, I think there's a lot of guys that you can point to. I think, you know, Ty Colbreth, of course, you know, this Wednesday is going to be the biggest start of his career, in my opinion. You know, I think Akeem is a guy who's, you know, been there at the highest level, and we brought him in for moments like this. Darnell Sweeney's a guy like that. Jabari Henry's a guy like that. But, you know, Mike Hart for me is kind of where that it kind of starts and stops. You know, Mike's addition to the team, just not only his performance on the field, he's having a career year, you know, but he's just a good, calming locker room presence, clubhouse presence, however you want to phrase it. You know, he's very, very stoic about what he does, you know, but he's just a classy dude in the sense that he goes about his business. You know, he's just, and the best way I can describe it is stoic. You know, he's he cares about guys. He cares about treating people the right way and doing things the right way. And I know he takes a lot of pride in what he does. And, you know, he's just kind of got a quiet command of the clubhouse. And he's a guy that I think is built for moments like this. So I'm really excited to see what he looks like in this kind of setting once we get to Wednesday night.
Well, that sounds like Kevin made it to his game here today. So, let's close it out with this here, Tanner. Oh, go ahead.
I have made it into the ballpark.
Well, Tanner, let's close it out
with
here.
Always on the road.
When the Sioux Falls Canaries are hoisting the Miles Wolf Cups above their head at the after the championship is won, what happened to make that occur?
You know, I came into the year saying that I knew we were going to hit the bowl well, and we have, you know, not quite for as much power as we thought, but still good enough. Base running has been a key for us. I don't think a lot of people thought it maybe coming into the year. So, you know, you continue to do those things right. I thought fielding would be a key for us, and, you know, we've done pretty darn well defensively. So for me, it's going to be pitching. You know, can our starters get to that 5-6 inning threshold, you know, because I like where the bullpen is right now. I like where it's set up. And for me, can we get quality starts out of our starting pitchers? For me, that's going to be the biggest key is we get set to embark on this postseason run.
Fantastic. Tanner Hoops, thanks for joining us on this preview.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Kevin, appreciate you guys. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys as always. Thanks for all you do.